Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty and ever-loving Father, we want to thank you and praise your name for breathing life into us today. We want to thank you for not only waking us up this morning, but for waking us up in our right minds with the full use of our extremities. We want to thank you for all that you have done for us, both seen and unseen. Because of this, we want to thank you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are two common scriptures that almost everybody knows. The first is Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. It starts off as, "Our Father who art in heaven." The second is Psalm 23, which starts off, "How?" Yep, I didn't even have to give y'all a chance to think about it. It is, "The Lord is my shepherd." In the Bible, shepherds are sometimes used as a metaphor to represent the leader of God's people. And keeping that in mind, sheep are sometimes referred to as God's people, and the name flock is used to reference them. My message for you today is taken from the Gospel of John, and it's a message about salvation. Before we can understand what I just read to y'all, I need to take you back a few verses to John chapter 10, verse 9, in which our Lord and Savior Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved." When Jesus said, "I am the door," he wanted to let us know that we have only one way to the Father, and that is through him. Later in John chapter 14, verse 6, he puts it another way. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." My brothers and sisters, I want you to know that we cannot be saved without him. I want to say that again. We cannot be saved without him because he was not only the Savior, the Lord of those from 2,000 years ago. He's also our Savior, our Lord. Jesus described himself seven different ways throughout the book of John using the word "I am." He called himself the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, like you just heard, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way and the truth and the life, and the vine. He's giving you continuous reminders of his purpose. See, I want you to know that salvation is very simple. There aren't four, five, or six different ways in which you can get to heaven. And I don't want you to feel that you can twist your head or tilt your head, squint your eye, and feel that you can look on the menu and pick which one is best suited for you. See, St. Matthew tells us that there's only one way to the Father, and that all of the other ways lead you each and every way away from him. See, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. We're only headed in the right direction once we realize that there's salvation in no other person and no other way. St. Peter says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent and let each of you be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Salvation is conditional. We must choose to enter the door that Jesus came and prepared for us. After that, we must voluntarily want to go through it. Jesus will not drag you kicking and screaming through the door to salvation in order to save you. You have to make that choice for yourself because no one else can make it for you. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," which is the fourth of the seven I ams. And it's only recorded in the book of John. Those statements point to his unique divine identity and, like I just told you, his purpose for coming to us and being among us. Immediately after declaring that he is the door in John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus declares, "I am the good shepherd." His seven I am declarations are there for no other purpose, no other reason than to drill it into our thick skulls that he is the only one that can save us. Amen? A shepherd's job is to guide and feed his flock. But most of all, his main purpose is to protect them. A faithful shepherd will willingly give up his life for the sheep. Hired help works for only one purpose. What do you think it is? Yeah, you said it. There you go. It's the money. And it's the only thing that they care about. Their concern is not for the sheep. It's for their pocket, for their own well-being. The shepherds of ancient times weren't usually the owners of the flock, but they were still expected to exercise the same concern, the same care that the owners would if they were out there watching and maintaining the flock. Since the hired help only thought of themselves when a wolf came or any other threat, the hired help left that flock behind and they ran. And what would happen to sheep? They'll be scattered, separated, and eventually killed. Let me tell you a few things about sheep. First of all, they're defenseless, unless you're a piece of grass. They depend on the shepherd for protection. They are subject to any and all dangers and must always be under that watchful eye of the shepherd as they wander around the field grazing. Robbers may steal them, and wolves, like I said, may attack them. In the book of 1 Samuel, David tells us how he killed a lion and a bear while he was defending his father's flock. Those are just some of the things that shepherds have to deal with. Shepherds were frequently exposed to some serious dangers, and sometimes, just like our Lord and Savior who referenced himself as the Good Shepherd, they had to give up their lives. And like I said before, Jesus is our shepherd, and he gave up his life on Calvary for his own flock. St. Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. See, through his sacrifice, Jesus opened the door to salvation and made it available to everyone, not just for some, but for everyone who comes to God through him, in true faith and hearty repentance. As God's children, we are the sheep in his green pastures. We're free to feed ourselves on all that God has prepared for us. There's no need to be hungry. There's no need to be thirsty. We can be safe when we have faith in God and put our trust in his protection. Jesus made it clear that it wasn't just for the Jews that he laid down his life, but also for the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. That means the Gentiles. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. You see, Jesus is the good shepherd for everyone. And that's something that we shouldn't ever, ever forget. First Peter tells us that we need to patiently wait as we're provided with the things we need, knowing that when the chief shepherd appears, he means Jesus, we will receive the unfading crown of glory, and that we are protected by the power of God through faith for our salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. My brothers and sisters, because Jesus is the good shepherd, we are safe and secure as long as we believe in him and come to him in true and unquestioning faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.